In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear saints, especially as we consider the words of our Jesus from Matthew chapter 6, you cannot serve God and money. And Jesus also says, do not worry, do not be anxious. And also as we consider the words of our Jesus from that parallel passage in Luke, do not fear, little flock, for the Father has chosen to give you his kingdom. I want us to focus on these words. Jesus says, no one can serve two masters. Dear saints, there is hardly a greater gift in this life than when the ones who are in authority over you use that to serve you and to bless you. They use that position of authority not to be served, but to serve. There is hardly a greater gift in life than parents who love you and care for you, and bosses who help you and help others be better, and good teachers who really want you to learn, and good government that rewards the good and punishes the evil, good pastors, older men and women in the family and in the church and in the community. And there is hardly anything that makes our life more difficult than when ones in authority over us abuse it. When they are cruel, when they are harsh, when they play favorites, and it is obvious that you are not their favorite. When their discipline is unjustly painful and their rewards are non-existent, when they are never pleased with you, perhaps in essence, as we consider the words, have no fear, when they want you to live a life of being afraid of them. Some of you have jobs like this, or know others who do. Some of you know what it is to live in a community like this. Worst of all is, of course, to live in a home like this, when the ones in authority are cruel. It is a hard life to live under authority by the one who abuses that authority, to serve a cruel master. Jesus' full teaching today has us especially considering two incredibly cruel masters for you: Master Money and Master Worry, or Master Anxiety. They are loud. They yell at you. They convince you of things that are simply not true. Master Money's ruling over you. His voice is constantly yelling, you can't be happy, you don't have enough of me. You can't be generous because you won't have enough for yourself. You know, Jesus is constantly teaching you about money. He is constantly talking about money, I am convinced, because he knows that money is constantly talking to you. That is, that our sinful flesh, our sin-filled, worry-filled, doubt-filled, greed-filled, selfish flesh puts a voice, a false voice, to this cruel master of money. And Master Anxiety does the same. A cruel master. It is when that sinful flesh and the devil constantly puts in our minds and our ears things like, am I and my family going to be okay? Or can you believe what they said or did? Or can you believe what I said or did? What are they going to think of me? What am I going to think of them? And it replays it over and over and over again until you are either worried sick or worried mad. That is Master Money, and that is Master Worry. And when they are ruling over us, we live a life of never being pleased with our life and never being pleased with others in it, and of never being sure that we are pleasing enough or have enough. We live a life of fear. But Master Jesus says, have no fear, little flock. For the Father has chosen to give you his kingdom. Luther says that this gospel text from Matthew chapter 6, do not worry, do not be anxious. No one can serve two masters. It is meant to be a shield. It is meant to ward off the very cruel masters of money and the very cruel master of anxiety with a reminder, a very precious and wonderful reminder that God is in fact your master. And that he has all authority in heaven and on earth, and that these commands and that these promises that Jesus is giving to you in this gospel text is meant to protect you, and it is meant to encourage you in your faith and in your hope and in your love in this life. Oh, you of little faith, Jesus says, do not be anxious. Saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added to you. Do not be anxious about tomorrow. For tomorrow will be anxious for itself. No one can serve two masters. And if this text is to remind you that God is your master, then the rest of the Bible is to remind you who that master is to you, who your Lord is to you. Have no fear, little flock. You are his sheep. He is your shepherd. Your God is good. There is joy in our Father's house. There is no better news than the one that we have over us is good to us and loves us and is kind to us, who isn't harsh with us, who doesn't play favorites, whose disciplines are always meant for our good, and whose rewards are far beyond anything that we deserve. For you have a master who willingly took on the form of a servant. He came among us not to be served, but to serve. And to take on the harshness of our sin and to give his life as a ransom for many. You have a master who says, do not worry what you will put on your body, who took on a body, was born of the Virgin Mary, and was wrapped in swaddling clothes and placed in a manger, and then was stripped of his clothes and put on a cross, and was wrapped in burial clothes, all so that he, your master, could cover your shame with his blood and his righteousness, and to wrap you up in his purity and in his holiness. And he who said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, gives it to you for free, bought with his blood. His righteousness is on you. You have put on Christ, Galatians 3 says. You are baptized. You have been and are being clothed with the power from on high, the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus promises at the end of Luke. And he is the comforter. And he was sent into your hearts so that you might cry out, Abba, Father. I know I have a Father who is good and is powerful, who is merciful. Your master promises that your eternal soul will also have an eternal, imperishable, immortal body in the resurrection. Do not worry about your body, what you will put on, for you have put on Christ. Your master who said, do not worry about what you will drink willingly drank the cup of the Father's wrath that we deserve, that we might be filled with His Spirit. That you might hear His Spirit-filled words today, and that you might receive this Spirit-filled, life-giving, life-renewing, life-filling, life-guiding, life-sustaining, this Spirit-filled drink. So if we live by the Spirit, as Miss Tony read, then let us walk by the Spirit, not worrying. Not serving two masters, loving only one master, our Heavenly Father, being devoted to only one master, the Lord Jesus Christ, serving only one master, the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life. And how do you do it? You, Christian, who have put on Christ and been filled with the Holy Spirit, who do want to only serve one master, how do you do it? You do what He says. Jesus says, "Why do you call me Lord and not do what I say?" Well, we who are gathered together to call Him Lord desire to then do what He says and believe what He promises. You do not have a cruel master. Dear saints, He is pleased with you. Jesus has died for you. You have the righteousness of Christ covering you. Jesus said, "It is finished." Your God, your master, is pleased with you because of Jesus. So don't grow weary in doing God-pleasing things. And you know that if He tells you to do something, then He is pleased when you do it. He is pleased with you when you forgive, because He told you to forgive. He is pleased with you when you bear one another's burdens, for that is the law of Christ. He is pleased with you when you pray and when you come to church, because He told you to pray. And He told you to come to church. And He is pleased with you when you honor your father and mother and you love your husband or wife, or you encourage your children in the fear of the Lord, when you cook or clean for your family, when you work hard at your job or listen to your friend or lead a sexually pure and decent life or give money to your church, because He said to do these things. He is pleased with you. We only have one master. And we believe that we have His righteousness, His purity, His holiness, His forgiveness. We believe that we are pleasing to the Master for the sake of Christ. We believe that we are pleased, that He is pleased with us because He has called us His children. That we have nothing to worry about. That we have a Heavenly Father who knows that we need things. And that Jesus tells us then to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. He tells you to seek Him, and lo and behold, He's here. With His peace and His love and with His joy. Have no fear, little flock. In Jesus' name, amen.